My name's Michelle Owu. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project. The date is the 11th of August 2009 and the time is now 6:20 a.m. Could you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
My name is Mike Tuppy. I'm aged 56 and I come from Kirriemuir in Angus in Scotland.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a bit more nervous now because this is such a special moment which I've been looking forward to, and I'm just really wanting to get up there and get going. But I think I'm feeling a bit emotional about it too, because I'm thinking about afterwards, because it's not a performance related activity to me. It's like me, about me and what I like doing, and I'm seeing the plinth as being like my home for 1 hour, and I want to make it feel as much that way as possible, because certainly when I come off there I'm going to view it as I've been privileged to being able to take part in this project.
Can you describe what you're wearing for me, please?
Yeah, I'm wearing a kilt and sporran, which is part of our traditional Highland dress. My kilt is in a clan tartan, which is my family clan, which is McNaughton. It's quite a muted red colour.
And your t-shirt?
T-shirt is about my website. I'm an artist who paints, and there are a couple of images of my paintings on my t-shirt, as well as my website. I'm also hoping to raise some money for Down syndrome, because my son has got Down syndrome, and it's quite a special charity for me. So I'm also conscious that people are watching me all over the world, because I've got people in the States, many friends in the States and overseas who are getting up really early to watch this on the live webcam. So part of the reason for the www.miketuppy is people who might still want to contribute, maybe while they're watching me playing my pipes, but maybe later on down the line. So I feel it's not entirely about me. It's about helping other people also.
How long have you been playing the pipes?
I've been playing them for about 25 years, which is not long compared to many other people, but I always felt that was something I wanted to do back then. And I've been playing them fairly constantly since then in different settings, with pipe bands as a solo player, and also in pub sessions in Scotland. And my wife happens to play the accordion, so sometimes I play my Scottish small pipes with her when she's playing the accordion.
What was it, do you think, about this project which really appealed to you?
I think Anthony Gormley is an artist I've always kind of followed. I've thought he's a very talented guy and very clever. Comes up with very clever ideas. So I happened upon it through my interest in him. I think it's an amazing idea to randomly choose people rather than people being chosen through celebrity or being chosen perhaps because they're amazingly talented in certain areas. What appeals to me is very much this inclusiveness to reflect the country, the people of Britain, and maybe as well as the similarities, as also the differences culturally perhaps, and in other ways through what they're interested in doing.
How would you describe your approach to your work as an artist?
My approach is I see it as my art as a journey. I see it as reflecting what I experience in life, who I meet, and it always is changing as we change, as we get older, as we change in our heads and through experience. My art runs parallel to my life. It is a very expressive style that I have. I describe myself as a new expressionist because I feel it's about emotion. It's just about life, it's about nature. It's just part of me, which runs parallel to me as an individual.
Were you always interested in drawing and painting from a young age?
Yeah, I cannot remember when I didn't draw or paint. As far back as I can remember, I've always done this. It's natural to me. It's nothing, although I think it is special, it is a special thing to be able to do, but I see it as totally normal. And sometimes I wonder why everybody doesn't do it. Because it's part of the human psyche. It's part of what we're about. Art is, and visual stuff is really important to us as human beings. So,
Were your parents interested in painting, art?
I think it missed a generation with them, although my mother used to do some decorative work, china painting and embroidery, and she was more an artisan, more as a crafty type person. And my father, I think it was perhaps dormant, it was never really displayed because he seemed to relate to my painting but never practiced it himself.
How would you describe your use of colour? There's a very colourful image on your t-shirt.
Yeah, I think to me it's natural. It's like just what comes out of my head. The imagery is sometimes secondary, the subject rather is sometimes secondary to the interrelationships with colour and my choice of colour and how I apply it, how I mix it. I feel the subject is a vehicle again to express something which is difficult to put into words, but it is my expression, the type of colour I use, and hopefully I'm trying to communicate something to somebody else who will connect with what I do. I don't expect everyone, because art is such an individual thing. Sometimes people either love my stuff or they hate it. There's no in-between sort of thing. But that's good, because it's the individual, all about the individual and expression.
Where would they see your work?
Currently, I'm exhibiting work in the United States. I've got work and exhibit in Santa Fe, in New Mexico, and in Nevada, in the States. Primarily because at the moment I'm interested in the American landscape, because of its vibrancy and its strong colours and the light. That may change further down the line, so maybe years in the future I'll be exhibiting somewhere else, but currently that's where it's at with me.
When did you first go to the States?
I was there in the late 1970s, but I've been going back ever since. I've just returned from there.
What is it that keeps you going back, do you think?
I think it's enthusiasm, it's people's enthusiasm, people's pride in their country, and also the beauty of the landscape. There's something amazingly spiritual about the landscape. I'm not a particularly religious person, But on this occasion, coming back through Yosemite and looking at these amazing mountains, it stirred something in my soul. And I think there's something we don't know, understand entirely. We'd like to think we do, but when I visit these beautiful locations, it does bring something out in me.
Can you tell me a bit more about the place where you come from?
The place I come from, Kirriemuir in Scotland, is a small town deep in the Angus countryside. I don't stay in the town as such, I stay in a cottage about 5 miles out of the town. But it's, again, a very beautiful area to be in. I'm surrounded by nature where I stay and work, and I find that is very important to my creativity, is to look out at the natural environment. And sometimes if my work isn't even Scotland, I still get a lot from working in that sort of environment.
Have you ever lived in a city?
My partner has got a flat in Edinburgh, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to go there, and my son is in Edinburgh as well. So I have a taste of the city as well, but I could not stay in the city constantly. I feel my thoughts are nurtured in a more natural environment. Although a man-made environment is beautiful, and culture is there, music, other artists' work can be viewed in city environments, and I don't want to cut myself off from that, so I still find that important.
Do you find you're able to work in an urban environment in a city, though?
Not very well. I can do reasonably well, but I always feel the draw is for the countryside.
How would you paint a picture of yourself as a person? How would you describe yourself?
I think somebody that's been kind of ravaged through life's experiences. I think the age I'm at now, I've obviously lost my parents, and my brother died just a while ago, so I think I'm quite a philosophical person. I think I'm quite a strong person, but there is a sort of vulnerability through a lot of extraordinary events which have dogged me through the last number of years, say the last decade. But again, my art seems to blossom from that. It seems to be that if something dreadful happens, sometimes there's a new energy that seems to develop in my painting. And I've noticed that. I'm quite a quiet sort of person. Can be quite a nervous person. I'm very conscious of my son, who needs a good bit of help and support.
How old's your son?
He's coming up for 10 years old. So I think I can be quite an emotional person, I think. But again, a lot to do with life's events and what life throws at us.
So caring for your son has obviously had a big impact on your life.
Yeah.
Where else, you mentioned support, where else do you get support from?
Myself, you mean? But
with your son, I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Support, well, my partner, she obviously, my son stays with her as well as with me. So there is support there. We get support from his school But you always have got to be knocking on the door. I feel a lot of the time that you're isolated. You are always got to be pushing. We think and we hope Britain is a very caring society, and I'm sure it is, but to actually have somebody with a disability and trying to give them as much as you can, you do come across a need for improvement in certain areas. You've always got to be knocking on the door to get people to do things, to be inclusive and to help. So there are areas, but at the moment it's particularly difficult because he's the age he's at, and then he'll be a teenager, and then the transition from primary to secondary. He's in a normal school just now, but we don't know when he goes to secondary whether he still will be or not. We hope so. He's very good, but you realise the effort that you put in to helping and supporting somebody has results. There is a stigma about Down syndrome, I think an old stigma, where people haven't been stretched in the past, but I'm recognising stimulus, which can be very hard work, can pay off. And he can read and write. He does things slower than anyone else. He will reach the normal milestones, but it will take longer for him to do that.
What's been your family's reaction to, and your partner's reaction to you taking part today?
I think very interested and very supportive of this, because it's such an amazing thing to be doing. I think it has really got people's interest going. As I say, I've not got much family blood ties apart from my son, but friends and people I know are extremely interested in it. To begin with, it is a case of what is this about? So it is so different. You've got to kind of, you know, get some sort of information about the nature of the thing. Some people think it's a performance. Some people think you're up there to perform and entertain the public. I don't see that. I don't see this concept as being that. And sometimes I can't cross that boundary with certain people. But my own concept of it, I think, is what Anthony Gormley is really wanting. I think that is his idea, is how it's manifesting in my head. Well, hopefully it is.
How did you go about choosing what you're going to play on the plinth today?
I haven't chosen. It's going to be what happens when I'm up there. I've got a whole batch of tunes in my head that I can play, but I've not got a set range which I'm going to play. I'm just going to see what happens and which tunes come when I'm up there.
You mentioned earlier on some of the venues that you've played in. How do you think playing on the plinth will compare with those earlier performances, previous performances?
I think it'll be a bit more emotional. I think it'll be more internal, the impact it will have, because I'm not going there to do a job like pipe people into a church or play at somebody's birthday party or think of what these people would want. This is going to be more about me, and I think it's going to be quite special, or hopefully it will be.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I just feel very privileged to be able to do this because I know loads of people would love to do this. So I just feel quite lucky to have this chance to do it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.